extent, as my co-facilitator, Ambassador Hades Gordas Fox, already mentioned, the trust fund is important to SIDS and LDCs to effectively participate in the work of the Council. We are glad to see that the trust fund and the encouragement for further contributions to the trust fund have been reflected in the presidential statement. The consultations also highlighted the need to strengthen the capacity of Secretariat to support the trust fund implementation. Further, a call to explore different funding models, as well as the possibility to secure funding from the Legra budget for LDCs and SIDS delegations who are members of the Council was made. Mr. President, requests for training and capacity building were stressed during the consultations. There's a need to develop tailored training programs and online tools to strengthen the capacity of LDCs and SIDS delegations. This could include practical tools for drafting submissions and interventions and submitting resolutions, as well as on effective engagement with the treaty bodies, UPR, and special procedures. The LDCs and SIDS would appreciate it if training materials could be easily accessible, peer learning could be considered as well, and the training that are held to the beneficiaries of the trust fund could also be available for SIDS and LDC delegations present here in Geneva. Mr. President, we are pleased to see that one of our key recommendations, namely the update of the e-learning tools on the Human Rights Council and its mechanisms designed for LDCs and SIDS, has been taken on board in the presidential statement. Mr. President, the findings from the consultations relate also to the other facilitation tracks. Implementation of the measures of all tracks, especially in relation to rationalization of initiatives and activities for greater efficiency of the Council, are relevant to addressing the challenges faced by SIDS and LDCs. The participation of all delegations in the work of the Council is an issue of legitimacy of the work of the Council. Once again, we seize this opportunity to extend our gratitude and appreciation to all delegations for their insightful contributions, the Secretariat for its unwavering support, and to you, Mr. President, for entrusting us with this task. I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank